From time to time, our listeners call in and complain about things that are on this program that they disagree with, right? I mean, that's pretty common.
Yeah, we have many people dedicated just to answering those inquiries.
And we also get people who call in from time to time who are happy with something that they heard on the program and maybe have a question. But yesterday we got a complaint that has absolutely nothing to do with us.
Claudia from Cortland Manor. I didn't know who else to call, so I called you. Cablevision has removed HGTV and Food Network. They don't show that anymore. I don't know what to do. If you guys could have some sort of advice or discussion about it, how we can take some action, I would really appreciate it.
Of course. Claudia, cry for help. She comes to us.
Absolutely. Claudia, we hear your plea of distress. House and Garden TV and the Food Network did disappear from Cablevision on New Year's Eve, and Brian Stelter has the answers. He writes the Media Decoder blog for our partner, the New York Times. Brian, what has happened to HGTV and the Food Network?
Well, Cablevision is resisting the price increases that the owner of the Food Network and HGTV, which is Scripps Networks. Scripps Networks says, we are just not getting paid enough for these channels. As we can hear from our voicemails, both at the New York Times and at the Takeaway, these networks are extremely popular. And if you're a viewer of the Food Network, trust me, you're going to notice when that channel goes off the air. So Scripps is simply holding the line and saying, we deserve more money. We deserve about a quarter. That's what they're saying. And Cablevision is resisting.
Kind of a bad line there, Brian Stelter. But, you know, we just heard about this argument between Fox and Time Warner. People are afraid they were going to lose their Fox programs. But they at least agreed to have an extension so they wouldn't take the programs off the air while they were negotiating. Why can't they do that with HGTV and the Food Network?
And actually, Scripps reached short extensions with companies like Time Warner Cable. But for some reason, Cablevision decided to be more aggressive. They went out there on New Year's Day and said, we wish Scripps well. We're not going back to the negotiating table. And sure enough, it's been about a week. So both of these companies are being really aggressive. And frankly, the only people that lose are the viewers, because millions of people that love Food Network and HGTV can't access it now. And this doesn't quite have a resolution in sight yet.
Okay,
the only answer for viewers now is something like Fios or DirecTV, another operator.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. What does Claudia do? A, where does she go to get her Food Network fill? And B, who does she complain to?
She complains, I think, to Cablevision. Scripps wants people putting pressure on their cable operator, saying, I demand my Food Network. And they say that tens of thousands of people have reached out to Cablevision already. But frankly, the answer is look for another provider. And that's how Cablevision is going to notice more than anything else. If someone cancels their cable and goes to DirecTV or some other provider, that's how they're going to notice. And I'm not sure how many people will do that over this dispute, but it's becoming quite a high-profile one, because neither of these companies seem willing to back down. In the end of the day, it's only over a quarter, but that means millions of dollars of revenue over time.
Brian Stelter, thanks so much. He writes the Media Decoder blog for our partner, the New York Times.